Welcome in. You're right on time for the Patuxet General, your podcast for all things Patuxet-ish. I am your host, Jess. We have so much planned this episode. Our special recipe today is a celery cubed. Our special drink is a lemon ginger mocktail. And tonight's episode of The House on the Corner is Ghost in the Radio. But first, and most importantly, I would like to thank our most recent Patreon subscribers, Jen Millette and R. Watts. If it weren't for you, you fabulous Patreon subscribers, we couldn't do this. So thank you. You know, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. The team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. We switched over to Buzzsprout, and they made our broadcast so much easier to get listed on every major podcast platform. Following the link in the show notes lets Buzzsprout know we sent you, gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and helps support our show. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out into the world. A cold poem. Geese honk repeatedly as they soar overhead. Dry, rustling leaves tumble by. Bunnies are hiding. It's a cold and windy day. Today's recipe is celery cubed. I love celery. I always have. Other kids wanted chicken noodle soup. I wanted cream of celery. My favorite Thanksgiving dish? My mom's braised celery. Fast forward to my late 30s in a local farmer's market, I come across a root vegetable that looks like a brain. I ask what it is, and the person says celeriac and suggests that I smell the top cut end. It had the most dramatic, pungent celery scent. It was heavenly. I decided to make a soup like my childhood favorite, cream o' celery, only packed with so much celery flavor, nobody could deny it was the best. For this recipe, you're going to need one whole celeriac, one whole celery, 3 cloves of garlic, 1 onion, celery leaves, a mirepoix vegan stock, salt and pepper, olive oil and cream. Using a sturdy peeler or fillet knife, remove the skin of the celeriac. Cut into 1-inch cubes. Then clean and cut the celery into 1-inch pieces. Chop garlic and onions finely. Then sauté the garlic, onions, and celery until they're slightly softened. Add the mirepoix stock, the celery leaves, salt, pepper, and chopped celeriac. Simmer until soft. Then add cream while stirring. Turn off the heat and continue stirring for 2 minutes. Serve with celery leaves as a garnish. The best cream soup ever. Enjoy! And now, our special mocktail. Sometimes when you're having a heavy cream-based meal, you might crave something a little bit lighter to cleanse the palate. This is my favorite currant mocktail. You will need a tall glass, ice, fresh ginger, 1 lemon, and seltzer water. So first, zest the lemon into a glass, grate or slice fresh ginger, skins and all, into the glass, and muddle with the lemon's juice. Add ice and seltzer to top, stir twice. Enjoy on Thanksgiving, or a hot day, or a hot Thanksgiving. I want to tell you about my friend Mike and his Electromagnetic Pinball Museum and Restoration Arcade. It's an all-inclusive place to relax and share anything related to modern pinball, EM pinball, and arcade games. A group of pinball and arcade fans with an addiction to games of all kinds and Lego too. $10 gets you free play on pinball and arcade games all day. You can find them at 881 Main Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, or online at www.electromagneticpinballmuseum.com. And now it's time for the latest edition of our story, The House on the Corner. Tonight's episode, Ghost in the Radio. For Christmas of my 14th year, I asked for a boombox. I was adamant. It had to have 2 cassette players and a radio so that I could make mixed tapes. My parents were daunted at such a purchase, but agreed if I did the research on which was the best to buy, I could have it. So, Dad and I went to the William Hall Library and looked up reviews for different boomboxes. We compared and contrasted until we found what we thought was the best choice. This took a week. And I mentioned this, and the perfect silver facade with good speakers that used AC or DC, because I loved it. I kept it clean, I mastered its timing, mixed tapes off the radio airwaves with no chatter from DJs. This piece was freedom. I would leave it on while I was reading in my room. From time to time, I'd leave to get a snack or go to the bathroom and would come back to find static playing on the radio. I did not find this strange at first. Perhaps I had bumped it before I left the room. But as time went on, the static would be louder or gibberish would come out, like channels would overlap and change while fluctuating into a racket that would make me turn off the radio. This never happened anywhere else. And I mean anywhere. I took this every place I went. All of my friends recognized me carrying it about town. While I skated on the street, out back doing bike jumps. I mean, I worked jobs just for batteries. But at twilight, in my room, I thought little about it, chalking it up to planes or interference from power lines. There were bigger things to be scared of. One afternoon, my sister and I were hanging out in my room listening to music. We were chatting and laughing and not really paying attention to the music until it was gone. We stared at the radio in disbelief. We had been listening to JB 105, and now the dial was way down in the 90s, on static. B and I froze for what seemed like forever, while the sun set in the windows behind us. Quickly glancing at each other, we both moved towards it and shut it off. I quipped, "Whoa, that was weird," and we both laughed nervously. As the older sibling, when things started to get too scary for B, I would step in and try to lighten the mood with some light banter. I did so that day. I asked what she had for lunch at school. Then the radio turned itself back on. We jumped. "I must have bumped it," I said. I unplug it and ask B what she drew at school. She is wary, but relaxes into conversation again. I should mention I had no batteries at this time, and we both knew it, having used them roller skating. I would always remove used batteries, afraid of them leaking acid inside. We were sure. So we started talking about a magazine I had bought, and the radio comes on again. We're shocked. We're looking straight at it as the dial and the knob on top move independently. I reach forward and grab the knob. B and I both scream as it moves under my hand, and I'm not strong enough to stop it. I flip over the radio to get to the back of the battery door, fling it open, and find nothing. Just like my sister and I both knew to be true. We back away from the bed, eyes as big as plates. And then the sun was fully down, and darkness crawled along the third floor. We fled downstairs as fast as we could. We made supper, watched TV, and didn't talk about the radio again that night. From then on, I left it plugged in. It was just easier to believe in power surges. Thank you for listening to The House on the Corner. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's episode. And if you have any ghost stories, local Pawtuxet info, or some silly anecdote you might want to share, please be encouraged to reach out to us. Our email is jess@pawtuxetgeneral.com. We can't wait to hear from you. Pre-recorded in Pawtuxet.